Seleke apho ngokunjalo nje ndisithi wamkelekile ekhaya siyibelekela ke apho ke siwela ke ibrorho ngokutsho ke esilungwini nalapho ke today we shine at the spotlight onto the outstanding academic achievements which right up in here in the Namakwa district whereby we know that Namakolanta High School came out first in the district with an impressive of 85% of its matric learners qualifying for the bachelor level studies, the highest number such passes in the area, in whereby to highlight all of these achievements and to share the smile with us and the feeling, we are being joined by the principal of the Namakolanta High School, Mr. Saramana, to unpack the lies behind the success and leadership, so to say. Mafaru Raman, thank you very much for joining us on this afternoon.
I thank you so much for having me.
You know, the way it was exciting in terms of the results, I'm like, I phoned you most on the other day when it comes to matric results. I'm like, Mafaru Raman, tomorrow we are coming there. With all of that, we know that you guys receive your results day before, you know, before all of us, we get to find out what was the feeling when you guys received in terms of what is your rate and also outlining in terms of the levels when it comes to the bachelor's and also overall.
It was exciting. Butterflies that you cannot explain. Just to have seen that we have bettered the previous year's results was already a masterpiece. So it was awesome to receive that envelope and to open it at school and to ensure that I will be able to see, the first one to see, what is hiding inside. And when I saw, I was utterly blessed by what the performance the learners has brought for us at our school. So, yes, that's what I felt.
What did you say has taken you guys to reach that level? You know that at the end of the day, the people behind the desk to give those results are none other than your pupils. But what was the strategy that you guys had in place in making sure that the learners put all the effort in ensuring that they do not stay behind and produce the outstanding results?
Our learners were the people who sat in a class. But the teachers did the jobs prior. They did preparations. They did everything to ensure that our learners will get the best. And our teachers has really excelled in what they gave to our learners to ensure that they were there every day. And our teachers were there in weekends. We had our own weekend schools. We had our own holiday time spending with our learners. So what our teachers did was outstanding. They offered up most of their time, their family times, preparing, ensuring that our learners will get the best. And our learners pitched up for the extra classes. They were there in big numbers. So they already showed that they were wanted to persevere. They wanted to be successful. And that is what happened. We as a team, we stood together, the teachers and the parents and our learners, we stood together to ensure the quality will be the best in Namakoland.
Namakoland Water School comes with a lot of pressure, and having that, you stepped in into the recent years into the hot seat whereby it mostly gets to question in terms of your leadership. What would you say are some of the lender achievements or strategy basically that you had in place for yourself, or the vision that you have for the school that it needs to uphold its reputation?
I believe that I should show the learners that I believe in them. Because if you show them that you believe in them, they believe in themselves. And that is something that our communities lack of. We ought to show people, we ought to show one another that we believe in one another. And I'm sure this is what the matric class of 2025 can attest of, that I've shown them that I've believed in them. And what I brought to the school was my positivity, my energy, my love for teaching. I remember that I started teaching in late years. I only started teaching when I was after 40. So I still have that zeal to be able to be a teacher and to stand there and give more than my best. So this is what I said last year to the matriculates. When you give more than your best. Don't just give. give more than your best, and that is what they portrayed throughout the year.
What is the awe that we have, especially in place for the matriculants of this year? Because at the end of the day, there needs to be a balance between social life, the academics, and also at the same time, some of the activities or extracurricular activities that the school may have in order for them to have nothing but a healthy mind. Because at the end of the day, mental health, it is one of those which needs to be on the forefront.
Yes, for sure. Our learners, we spoke to them this morning once again, motivating them. Remember, I said prior that motivation is key. You have to be able to motivate them daily. So what we have in place is to ensure that our learners know that we believe in them. And then when they pitch up, when they miss one day of school, they miss 7 subjects. So they have to be at school daily. So we motivate them daily. And our subject heads and the grade head, they're all doing, standing together to ensure that our learners will be able to be at school and that they know that they have to give more than their best.
But anyways, you received 2 checks.
In your dreams.
For the outstanding results that you guys had, and also from also the MEC of Coxa, up onto the discretion of the school, you know, because it's up to you guys how you guys are going to be utilizing it. What are the plans in terms of the development that you guys are having?
Oh, I would really like to take our matriculate somewhere to just have a ball. Yes, to let them know you can have some nice time, but as soon as that is done in an hour, you've got to snap back right into your academics. So to show them how to do that, because I don't think most of our youth know how to do that. They just know of partying. They just know of going out there and enjoying life, but they don't know how to quickly switch back to where their mind should be set on. Yes, last night in the matric parent meeting, one of the matriculates said that they don't want their matric ball so early in the year. They want it after their matric exams, so that after their final exams, so that they can be focused throughout their prelims, after that their final exams. So we as the parents, as the teachers, we're standing behind them to ensure that they will give that quality. And quality comes from them sitting with their books and we preparing. So our plan for them is magnificent. So they just have to pitch up, be at school, and be there to ensure that they will be able to get the best. So we have beautiful plans for our matriculates for 2026. Unfortunately, I can't just throw out the bucket here and tell you all about it. You've got to journey with us.
Yevroman, we tend to focus a lot of times on the learners. What is the support which is there, especially for the teacher? Sometimes there is a point of exhaustion where they need to also to recuperate. What did you say that is there for the teachers and also the other supporting staff?
You see, when I spoke to the supporting staff in the beginning of the year, I said to them, when we receive 100%, when we receive the best academic performance school award, it comes to everyone. It doesn't just come to the teachers or to the learners. It's the staff as well, because they prepare and ensure that the bathrooms and everything is set for the learners. It's clean. So it's just not the teachers as 100% or 90% or whatever. It's all of us being part of the staff. So what we have in place for them to enjoy, we ensure that at the end of the term, we always have something special for our teachers. Throughout the term, teachers will know, they will get some card. Someone will bless them with a card just to say that you're special, or chocolate or something special. But they are always motivated. In the beginning of the morning, every morning we come together and we pray and we say thank you and we motivate one another throughout. If it is just wisdom that we share with one another, or something that you read, or a beautiful song. And I think that is what keeps our staff together, what keep our staff being wanting to come. So if someone burns out and if someone comes to my office in tears, I'll be there for them. I'm always there for them. And I ask them, would you like to go and rest? And I allow them to be them. So That's what our staff do at my school.
Just on to the quick note, what would you say is the plea to the parents in order for them also to in joining hands and making success of the results that they are looking for?
I said to the parents last night, it's time for us to stand together. It's time for us to not be the parents at home and we at school. So it's time for them to be part of the school community daily. They may come in and ask if they can sit in a class. They are more than welcome to ensure that they can be there weekends when we have weekend classes to bring some tubroikis or bless us with something. So our parents know that our school is not a closed book, closed doors. It's open for them. So it's so important for parents to be part of the schooling. Therefore, the success comes if parents stand together with teachers.
There it is, says it to be, Mafroi Rahman. Thank you very much for coming and sharing some of those plans. And although some of them... but with all of that, we say once again, congratulations to HSN. And with all of that being said, for you there at home, stay tuned. Because when we're coming back, we're bringing you more as we're going to be having yet another interview in terms of the transparency and also outlining the success that it had when it comes to a casual day. We know that Namakwa is one of those leading supporters up in there. But with all of that, let us check up onto the director of the NCPD as to where are they lying in terms of the turn around when it comes to financially. From my side, SCP and Ngongo, once again, halapeke.